breaking news on the Bay Area's news station, KCBS.
It's 12:03 at the Bay Area's news station, KCBS. We've got temperatures in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It is a dry day with a bit of wind and a red flag fire warning up. I'm Rebecca Corral. Governor Brown has declared a state of emergency in Sonoma, Napa, and Yuba counties, due to more than a dozen large wildfires. CAL FIRE's Chief Daniel Berlant says at least 1,500 homes and commercial buildings have been destroyed in wildfires that have ripped through the state's wine country.
These fires continue to grow this morning. In fact, we're battling 14 large wind-whipped wildfires across Northern California. Napa, Sonoma counties, the North Bay, really the area hardest hit. Over 60,000 acres have burned in these fires so far.
Now, the fires are burning throughout an 8-county swath, including Napa, Sonoma, and Yuba counties. An estimated 20,000 people have been evacuated. Most of the fire started at about 10 o'clock last night. Their causes are under investigation. Firefighters are concentrating on saving lives rather than saving the structures. One person in Mendocino County has died so far. No estimate yet on the number of people hurt and missing. The Office of Emergency Services will be assisting with the fires in Napa, Sonoma, and Yuba counties now that the governor has declared this state of emergency to help fight the fires.
This is really serious. It's moving fast. The heat, the lack of humidity, and the winds are all driving a very dangerous situation and making it worse.
Now, the governor says that with the emergency declaration, the National Guard has been mobilized. There will be mutual aid coming in from local counties and other states also participating as well. Crews fighting this historic series of Northern California fires say an air attack is their best bet. KCBS's Tim Ryan is live in Napa County. Tim?
Rebecca, there is word from CAL FIRE that fire crews at this point are frankly unable to halt this series of fires, unable to slow the forward progress. Napa County CAL FIRE Chief Barry Bierman tells us the best bet to begin to get ahead of the 7 or more fires in Lake, Sonoma, and Napa counties is a massive and sustained air attack.
With the multiple fires, they're going to start prioritizing the different fires in this unit and where aircraft can be used based on visibility. But that is a top priority for this department in this county, is to get the air resources in here to assist us, because as of right now, with these conditions, we can't get in front of this fire and do anything about the forward progress.
Napa County itself has close to 50,000 acres burning, some of the worst damage in the pricey Silverado Country Club. Firefighters from all over the state are arriving to do battle, not only in these three counties, but also Butte, Yolo, Mendocino, Nevada, and more. Now, schools throughout Napa County are mostly closed. The air here is frankly rotten, and for the sick, the elderly, and the pregnant, dangerous. Adding to the stress level is a lack of cell service here. People simply unable to pick up a phone and call their loved ones to say, we're okay. And stunning to me as a reporter to think that the National Guard, the California National Guard, is called in an emergency situation to airlift burn victims and to deploy 100 MPs to help keep the peace. Absolutely just plain stunning news here in Northern California. Live in Napa County, Tim Ryan, KCBS.
All right, thank you, Tim. Residents have been evacuated from the North Bay town of Glen Ellen because of the fires. KCBS's Todd Smoot is in that area and joins us now live. Todd?
Yeah, Rebecca, I'm here on the southern edge of the fire in Sonoma Valley, and the fire line is just north of Madrone Road, just south of Glen Ellen, and south of the Sonoma Developmental Center. The fire stretches across the valley and goes up to the ridge to the west, where it's very active. It's burning very actively. In fact, I got a friend that lives up there, and his house is probably a third of a mile away. He said last night the winds were so heavy that it actually tore a chunk of his roof off. He said it was blowing like 60 miles an hour. So it doesn't take a genius to figure out that it probably knocked down a bunch of power lines, limbs in the power lines that sparked a lot of these fires. There was earlier today a very dramatic rescue at the Sonoma Developmental Center, where a number of the clients who are unable to move on their own, who are in wheelchairs, had to be moved from one half of the facility, which was actually on fire, across the road to the other. And the way they did that is a bunch of CHP officers, sheriff's officers, and other law enforcement people zoomed up in their cars, parked the cars, ran down, and manually pushed these folks in their beds and wheelchairs across the road. It was really amazing to see. This valley is closed all the way from this point northward, almost to Santa Rosa. That's a 15-mile stretch. And I'm sure once the smoke clears and they start looking at the houses, they're going to be shocked at the number of homes that are destroyed.
Todd, we've been talking to you through the morning, and we haven't gotten a sense from everybody out there of the injuries. I mean, at first it looked like there were no deaths or injuries. Now we know that somebody's dead in Mendocino. We're not sure if there's more than that. And then, as Tim and as the fire folks mentioned, there are fire victims who are being airlifted to burn centers. Are you able to get any sense of where the injuries are coming from?
Well, you know, Rebecca, I was in Glen Ellen when the fire was jumping all around and starting in different places and burning homes. I did not see any active ambulance evacuation. I did notice that the town was pretty quiet, so people got the word and they got out, and I was forced to run. I was run out of town by the sheriff myself. But I did not see any real active ambulance work. I didn't see a lot of folks standing around. It just looked like they had a little bit of time and a little bit of warning, and they got out.
Yeah, that's what we hope. But we do know that they've had to medevac folks from I know the Army and Air National Guard has had to medevac victims to burn centers. We're trying to get more details on that. Todd, we'll stay in touch. Thanks for checking in. We're going to take you to Santa Rosa in a moment where the damage has been really huge. Right now, though, we'll break for a look at traffic with George Rask.
And we'll start with a look at the ride around Santa Rosa, where we still have a closure in effect of Highway 101. The Redwood Highway remains shut down, Rebecca, except to emergency vehicles. From north of College Avenue, at least Steel Lane, up to Shiloh Road. And there may be a short break in there just around between Airport Boulevard and Mark Springs West Road, but I wouldn't count on those. Highway 128 also still a problem. This is heading north of Woodleaf and Calistoga. It's been shut down from north of Tubbs Lane. And getting a look at the ride on Napa and 121, let's go to KCBS Instaview and Bob Pryor. This report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care.
A couple of miles-long closures in Napa County. Silverado Trail shut down between Tranca Street and Yountville Crossroad, and Highway 121 Monticello Road, that's closed between Silverado Trail and Wooden Valley Road.
For a complete list of closures, you can check us out on Twitter at KCBS Traffic, also Facebook at KCBS Traffic. Looking at the ride on 101 in and around San Francisco, no delays. The Bay Bridge is fine, and earlier occurring problems at the Richmond Bridge are gone. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get a $60 Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Your next update, 1218, the traffic leader, KCBS.
Sunny and breezy out there today. Highs in the 70s and 80s. Red flag fire warning, of course, in the North Bay and also the East Bay Hills. We've got smoke lingering all over the Bay Area from these fires up north. Clear and mild overnight, warm and sunny again tomorrow. Traffic and weather together on the 8th on KCBS. KCBS News Time, 1210. Fountain Grove area of Santa Rosa was hit hard by the fires burning in the North Bay. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub has been there all morning long. He joins us now live. Jeffrey?
Well, Rebecca, I'm at a subdivision here called Deer Meadows, which is off of Fir Ridge Drive, which is not far from Fountain Grove Parkway, which is the main drag that comes up through this mountainous area, full of very, very nice homes. And in this area here, I'm looking at 7, 8, 9, 10 homes that literally have been completely destroyed. You can just imagine the intensity of this fire here. The only thing standing are chimneys or bouldered stanchions or that kind of a thing. There are cars up here that, you know, are charred out, as unfortunately you've seen in pictures of other major fires we've had around Northern California. There's a house over here that its pool is just full of debris, and there's nothing else really around it except more debris. And I drove along Fountain Grove Parkway for several miles, and there are a number of these, you know, roads that come off from it, and it's the same thing. I would venture to guess there are hundreds of homes up here, just based on what I've seen, that have been burned or, you know, have just been destroyed. And this is an area, of course, where the fire just raced through here, and as you heard KCBS's Todd Smoot say a short while ago, that the fire started in Calistoga and came through the hills all the way to East Santa Rosa. Well, as he said, that's about 15 miles, and you can imagine with homes and wineries and other structures along this area, there could be considerable damage. Reporting live in Santa Rosa, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Jeffrey, before we let you go, do you know if the hospitals in the area, which ones have been evacuated, which and if any have burned?
I do. Kaiser Hospital was evacuated overnight. I was actually there when they were taking people and putting them in ambulances and taking them out of the area. And also, Sutter Health has a facility up here. It's pretty new, actually, and that was evacuated, as well as a number of nursing homes and care facilities. There was an earlier report that Kaiser suffered burn damage or structural damage. They're saying that's not the case.
All right, Jeffrey, thanks very much, and we'll keep in touch with Jeffrey Schaub, who's been on this fire various spots throughout the area, especially Santa Rosa, which has come under really, really heavy damage. Keep it tuned to KCBS. We'll be right back. Coming up on KCBS, roughly 60,000 acres and 1,500 structures have been burned in the North Bay after a number of fires broke out last night. We'll get the latest on the devastation in Santa Rosa and take a look at how the fires are impacting air quality throughout the region, as well as some of the facilities in the area that have been evacuated. Take a break. Catch up on sports with Steve Bicker.
Baseball playoffs continuing this afternoon and tonight. 4 o'clock today, Cleveland's Trevor Bauer, who threw 6 2/3 innings of shutout ball to win Game 1 against New York, will start Game 4 on 3 days rest against Game 1 loser, Luis Severino. The Tribe leading 2-1, and Bauer is very pleased to be working on 3 days rest.
I enjoy pitching on short, I guess, what technical definition of short, but if I could draw it up personally, this is how I'd pitch every time. Take my normal 2 days recovery after my start and then do my day before routine today and then roll it out there tomorrow. So, I'm feeling very confident where I'm at.
From the Yanks-Cleveland series to the Dodgers in Arizona, meeting in Phoenix tonight at 7, Darvish against Greinke, L.A. looking for the 3-game series sweep. Miami Dolphins offensive line coach Chris Forster resigning this morning and releasing a statement saying he accepts full responsibility for his actions after a video was released showing him snorting what appears to be cocaine before a recent team meeting. The Dolphins head coach is Adam Gase.
Things happen sometimes that you don't anticipate and you have to deal with it. It's not fun, you know, especially when you're close to somebody. But you got to take the next step, move on, because we're going to play on Sunday.
And former Niners quarterback Y.A. Tittle has passed away at the age of 90. The Hall of Famer, part of the Niners' million-dollar backfield that featured Joe Perry, Hugh McElhenney, and John Henry Johnson, all Hall of Famers as well in the 1950s. Nice piece on Y.A. Tittle in today's Mercury News Online by Daniel Brown. Sports at 15 and 45 on All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS.
CBS News Time 12:18. George Rask is on traffic.
And we'll start with road closures in the North Bay. 101 still shut down through Santa Rosa between Steel Lane and Shiloh Road. Highway 37 has been reopened between Vallejo and Novato Highway 101. But there are still closures for Highway 12, the Sonoma area, shut down in both directions between Watma and Big Bend, Arnold Drive. And Watma Road is shut down near Highway 12 due to trees and power lines that were down. And let's get another look at the ride north on Highway 12 as we go to KCBS Instaview and Bob Pryor. This report brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
I'm looking at the Glen Ellen area where we have Highway 12 and Arnold Road shut down north of Madrone Road.
And the Silverado Trail is also shut down and that's north of Napa. You're going to find it closed through Oak Knoll in Yountville from Trancas and Oakville Cross. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at your local club warehouse or other fine retailer. Your next update, 12:28 on the Traffic Leader KCBS.
6 day forecast now, sunny, breezy with lingering smoke around the bay. Highs in the 70s and 80s. We've got that red flag fire warning for the north and the east bay hills. Clear and mild overnight, warm and sunny again tomorrow. Our six-day forecast shows a little bit of cooling Wednesday through Saturday, 60s and upper 70s. Let's see if we can get a temperature readout now for the Bay. In San Francisco, it is 76 degrees, 75 in Oakland and Redwood City, 75 in Napa and San Jose, 77 in Mountain View and Hayward and Concord. Traffic and weather together on the 8s on All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS. KCBS News Time 12:20. The fires in the North Bay are impacting hospitals in the region. KCBS's Jenna Lane is live at Memorial Hospital in Santa Rosa, the regional trauma center. Jenna?
Rebecca, Memorial Hospital received about 60 patients overnight, two of them critical with burn injuries because of these wildfires. The rest of those injuries were minor to moderate. People have been treated in the ER and released. Memorial, as we've been reporting, also received transfers from two hospitals in Santa Rosa that needed to be evacuated because they were in the danger zone. That was Sutter and Kaiser. Six transfers came in from each of those places. Memorial, like all the other hospitals in this region, is busy now trying to discharge those patients without critical medical needs to make room for people who may be coming in with more serious conditions. Some of the transferred patients include expectant mothers. There are some patients in the neonatal intensive care unit. The scene here this morning is, however, very calm and very professional, even among the staff whose own homes and families are in danger. I just saw a nurse say goodbye to her family with a carload of dogs and duffel bags as she went back in to work. But there are some people showing up here who maybe don't need to come here. Kathy Hillenmeyer is a spokeswoman for Memorial Hospital and its sister facilities, Queen of the Valley in Napa and Petaluma Valley Hospital.
One thing we've seen at every one of them, including here at Memorial in Santa Rosa, is that we're receiving some evacuees who are coming because they don't have an immediate place to go. We would urge those evacuees who do not have an emergency medical need to please seek shelter at one of the many community sites that's been set up as an emergency shelter.
And, of course, keep it tuned for to KCBS for the list of those shelters and their locations. The evacuation orders are now expanding to include Brush Creek Road and areas north, and the ambulances are standing ready at Memorial Hospital. There are about a dozen of them lined up, their crews just ready and waiting in case they are needed. Reporting live in Santa Rosa, Jenna Lane, KCBS.
Thank you, Jenna. Thousands of people have been evacuated. KCBS's Larry Cerrone is at an evacuation center, and he joins us live. Larry, are you in Santa Rosa?
We're in West Santa Rosa, Rebecca, at the Finley Center at the corner of West College Avenue and Stony Point Road. They're still accepting evacuees here. They're still trickling in, some in wheelchairs, some with pets, dogs and cats in their carriers and on leashes, and many people, of course, covering their mouths, actually wearing surgical masks because the ash is still coming down here. Yellow skies, very, very still, though, and not much of a breeze, but still people coming in from their evacuation zones. I'm here with Austin, who was evacuated early this morning out of Glen Ellyn. Can you tell us the harrowing experience you had?
Absolutely. Yeah, so my name's Austin, and I was in treatment at a treatment facility for addiction on Warm Springs Road with 30 other patients. It's kind of a more famous one. You may have seen their commercials, but I won't name it. So around 1:30 in the morning or so, we were all banging on each other's doors because the sheriff had come by and told us a mandatory evacuation. We need to go out there as fast as possible. So everyone, you know, stuffed their suitcases and met in the dining room, and we did a head count. And the head of the facility was really in quite a state of panic and was, you know, gathering everybody up and doing head counts again and again and again, kind of compulsively. And you can see the flames. We could see a glow from the distance in every direction around us, so it was pretty scary because we didn't know which direction to drive right out. So that's what I'm getting to. So eventually, I was kind of calm because I had evacuated from a fire earlier this summer up in Nevada County, and that was pretty nerve-wracking, but it everything went well and nothing was that bad. But this was totally different. So we all, you know, stuffed our cars. There were six of us. We were scrambling to get our phones and keys and medications and things like that. And once we got in the cars, we drove about 2 minutes, and within 2 minutes, we were already seeing flames up close. We drove, and we were headed toward the center that we're at now, and we saw cars coming back the other way, and we thought, oh, that's not a good sign, that's not a good sign. So we went a little bit further, and we had to do a U-turn, and immediately everyone started to panic, and thinking, you know, we're trapped because the flames were behind us. We had to drive into the flames. There were flames on both sides of the road, right up to the pavement. The wind was blowing over the road. It was like driving through a broiler. You couldn't see anything. Then the smoke got so thick, and you couldn't turn around. We couldn't hit the brakes. We were worried about rear-ending the car in front of us or being rear-ended ourselves. So we all just had to, you know, you couldn't see 5 feet in front of the car. It was so bright. It was nothing but flames. It was like being in a space shuttle re-entering the atmosphere. It was so hot. The windows were squeaking and cracking. It was incredibly hot. You can't wait to make it right up your nose. And we looked at each other in the backseat of this car, and we're just like, this might be it. This might be it. And we had nothing to do but just floor it, and you couldn't see anything. It was just nothing but light and smoke, and you just hoped the road was underneath you. And after about a minute and a half of that, and just like absolutely white-knuckling it, and our driver was great. He was so calm. And everyone else was panicking and telling him to turn around, but we knew that wasn't an option. So he was fantastic. His name's Scott, and he really was the man in a crisis. And so eventually, after a minute and a half of that kind of driving, just like poof, came out of the smoke, and then the flames were, you know, 50 feet back from the road or so. But everywhere we looked, every hillside was burning flames. You could see them, you know, just moving around. And
but in your party going okay?
Yeah, we were really worried about that. There were branches and trees falling and embers exploding everywhere, and we couldn't see the car behind us. You could barely see the car ahead of us. Sometimes it would disappear. Sometimes you could see the taillights. And we all got separated and met up about an hour and a half later, but it was nerve-wracking every minute, just hoping the next car showed up, because we were certain almost that somebody wasn't going to make it, but fortunately everybody showed up and was accounted for. It was the scariest thing that ever happened to me.
Austin getting evacuated from Glen Ellen early this morning, and Rebecca, I just can't emphasize enough that if people are in a state of where do I go, they need to go to their local shelters. As Jenna mentioned earlier, some are getting very crowded, but still come here just to get registered and to talk to people to see if they can help them in their situation.
Larry, thanks very much. That's Larry Sharoni reporting live from Santa Rosa with just an amazing story of escape and crisis. We have our reporters stationed all over the North Bay, and they've been on the move as well. We'll get back to more of them shortly. First, we'll have traffic after this. CBS News Time 12:28. George Raskas, traffic sponsored by Armanino, helping CFOs do less accounting and more strategizing.
Things are still jammed up in the North Bay with 101 shut down through Santa Rosa between Steel Lane and Shiloh Road. Westbound 37 is open, but we continue to get reports of little spot fires in and around 37 and 121. Also, Lakeville is open technically, but the CHP is requesting that it only be used for emergency vehicles, but it is a possible route out of the county. Watma Road's still shut down near Highway 12, and we have the closure of Bennett Valley Road at the golf course heading east. 128 still closed leaving Napa from Petrified Forest Road, and we're getting report of a car fire now on Interstate 580 out near the Altamont Pass near Greenville Road. Your next update, 12:38 on the Traffic Leader, KCBS.
Sunny and breezy today with lingering smoke all over the Bay Area. Highs in the 70s, pretty soon some 80s. Red flag fire warning for the North and the East Bay Hills because of winds, and more of the same expected tomorrow. Traffic and weather together on the 8th on KCBS.
Breaking news on the Bay Area's news station, KCBS.
It's Monday, October 9th, 2017. Fires have ripped through the North Bay, burning roughly 60,000 acres and some 1,500 structures. At least one person is confirmed dead. 20,000 residents have been evacuated. Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. The first order of business in dealing with the fires in Sonoma and Napa counties has been evacuating residents to safety. Kem Pimlott, director of CAL FIRE, says so far more than 1,500 homes and commercial businesses have been destroyed.
As we speak right now, over 14 major fires burning across eight counties, from Mendocino, Lake, Sonoma, Napa, across the valley to Yuba, Nevada, and into Butte.
The focus right now is getting the fires contained. Meanwhile, the California National Guard says they've deployed three medevac helicopters to transport victims to burn centers throughout Northern California. With flames still visible, KCBS reporter Curtis Kim joins us live from downtown Santa Rosa, where many structures are total loss. Curtis?
Well, Rebecca, part of the massive destruction could be summed up at the corner of Fountain Grove Parkway and Mendocino Avenue. On one corner, what used to be the Hilton Hotel, reduced to rubble, and the apartment complex is on the hill behind the structure, still burning. In fact, I can look over and still see the flames. Catty corner to the Hilton Hotel, the Journey's End Mobile Home Park, completely gone. 61-year-old Jory Mostovoff lived there for 16 years.
Nobody knock on the door. Nobody tell you. I don't know. It's terrible. Just 1 second and we lose everything. You see, all mobile home park. And I don't know where is my cat.
57-year-old Kathy Johnson woke up this morning to flames. She has lived at the mobile home park for 7 years.
I looked out the window and the whole area around here was glowing red. And I didn't see any light flame, but it was glowing red. And so I woke Frank up and told him, come on, we got to get up. There's fire all around us. They're evacuating us.
Now, most of the mobile home park sits in ruin, totally burned out. And as for the mobile home residents who have been displaced, most of them say they have no idea where they're going to spend the night. Live in downtown Santa Rosa, Curtis Kim, KCBS.
All right, thanks very much, Curtis. Marin County has opened an overflow shelter for fire evacuees at the Civic Center in San Rafael. KCBS's Margie Schaefer joins us live to report hundreds of evacuees in ash-covered cars and minivans have arrived there. Margie?
Rebecca, streams of people are arriving here with kids, with pets, after a harrowing night. Nayeli Reyes, her three kids and husband received a startling wake-up call, a knock at the door from a neighbor being told to leave as flames were visible.
We've been driving ever since, like, midnight.
Just driving around?
Driving around. We went all the way to Sevastopol. There was no vacancy anywhere. Went to Petaluma, Runner Park.
Her trunk is filled with toys from her four-year-old's Peppa the Pig birthday party yesterday, but she's still not sure if her Montecito Boulevard apartment building is still standing. Many are coming here having received an emergency alert on their phone about the shelter opening. Some, like Jorge Leyva, couldn't fill up the gas tank because those near him in Rincon Valley in Santa Rosa are without electricity. He hugged his teary-eyed wife, Erica.
You know for sure that some of the homes 10 minutes away already level, complete level. So we're hoping for the best.
There is space at this evacuation center for 2,000 people where the exhibit hall is being opened to accommodate cots and to serve food and water. Some civilian volunteers with kids in tow, as this is Columbus Day and the kids don't have school, are bringing water and diapers and sticker books for other kids. They were turned away for volunteer opportunities, though the donations were accepted. Live in San Rafael, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
All right, thank you, Margie. Wineries are among the structures that have burned in the North Bay. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign joins us live with that part of our team coverage. Doug?
Yeah, Rebecca, I'm amidst several highly threatened wineries right now. This is Yountville, Stags Leap, Yountville area along Silverado Trail. And what's happened here is the Atlas Peak Fire, which is the huge fire that burned so much of the Silverado area. This is separate from the Tubbs Fire Complex that burned into Santa Rosa. The Atlas Peak Fire has moved north and west and has actually jumped Silverado Trail in a couple of spots. And there are vineyards on the hill that are burning, and it's burning down into Yountville. The wind has died down a little bit, so hopefully Yountville itself, I wouldn't say, is actually threatened. I'm watching the Poetry Inn, which is an old inn up on the hill. Olinki Yountville is evacuated already. When I first got here a couple hours ago, it seemed safe, but the fire just went over this ridge.
Okay, once again, we're losing touch with Doug Sovereign. I guess we're having cell phone problems. But some of our reporters there say that the Verizon service is spotty, AT&T service is spotty. So I'm not sure if this is directly related to the fires, if they've lost any cell towers. We'll continue to try and get more information on that and bring you our reporters as they check in live. You can see some of the pictures. The reporters have been able to get some pictures up for us. They're on our Instagram and Twitter feeds at KCBS News. It's 12:36 at KCBS.